It is Excellent Educators Day here on MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson, being joined on the line now with Teresa from Central Public School. And again, Teresa, thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy schedule. I know with everything a little hectic there right now, to take part in our feature today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
So I guess my first question for you there, Teresa, is, where are you working there right now? And what is your role within the school?
So right now I work at Central Public School and I am the special education resource teacher. So what that means is I basically work with all the students in the school, but I also help teachers to make plans for students and kind of do interventions for kids that maybe need a little bit more help with learning.
Now, is this something that you kind of always strive towards when you wanted to get into the education field, or was this kind of something that, just kind of popped up out of nowhere and you kind of ran with it?
Well, I would prefer to be in special education. That's definitely my passion. But, I've enjoyed teaching primary, kindergarten, junior classes, but I feel really fortunate that I've gotten to fill this position and I love it. So, no, I'm really happy to be here.
Okay. So talk us a little bit at the beginning of your career. Was it kind of nerve-wracking to get into the field of education, or were you kind of excited? And what really wanted to make you get involved in the whole education career?
So the reason that I wanted to get into education was because I had a teacher in high school. His name was Mr. Bill Ironside. And he was a fabulous teacher, and he really took an interest in his students. And so that's why I just thought I want to be like that person and give back to other people. So that's why I wanted to become a teacher. But yes, when I started as a teacher, I actually had young kids, and I was trying to get on supply teacher lists and stuff. So it was hard, but it was totally worth it, and I've had an opportunity to work in lots of different schools and have lots of different positions, and I've learned in every opportunity that I've had. I've taken the opportunity to learn, so I think it's definitely made me a better teacher, the route that I've taken.
What are some of the most rewarding parts of your job?
I think the most rewarding parts is would be the smiles on kids' faces and just seeing kids when they make aha moments on a day, but probably even more so if I've been working with a student for several years on something that they've been struggling with, when that student becomes successful at it and gains confidence in what they're doing, that's there's nothing better than that for me. It's super rewarding.
Well, that was going to lead right into my next question then. I guess it must be pretty rewarding to see, all these students you've taught over the years go on to graduate and go off to college, university, and even get full-time jobs.
Absolutely. It's so great. And we even have a few teachers at our school this year doing student teacher placements and educational assistant placements that were students that I had the opportunity to teach years ago. So that's pretty cool, seeing them come back.
Do you have any words of wisdom or any tips or tricks along the career path for maybe the next generation of teachers looking to get into your field as well?
So I think the thing is that teaching is a very challenging career. I think once you get to know the kids, you care about them and you want them to do well. And yes, it's hard to get in with, starting part-time and things like that. But I think that if you, just stay positive and you work on building relationships with students and with all your colleagues, then, I think that's what you need to do. Just work on relationships, and that will, just make the job so much more rewarding.
It is Excellent Educators Day here on MyFM. Our guest right now has been Teresa from Central Public School. Thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy day. We really do appreciate it. And thank you for all the work that you've had to put in, especially during the COVID-19 times. I know it hasn't been easy on all the educators, but thank you for all you do.
Thank you very much.